In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Saint Bernadette was born in 1844 as the first of nine children. When she was a little child, she contracted cholera, and because of that, she was always physically very frail and unable to attend much schooling. Her family was very, very poor, and yet they lived in great harmony and peace, sustained as they were by their mutual love towards each other, and above all, by their devotion towards God. One day, it was February 11, 1858. Bernadette went with her sister and a friend to collect firewood along the banks of the river Gave in their hometown of Lourdes in France. As they were walking, they reached a rocky place known as Massabielle. Suddenly, Bernadette heard the sound of a loud rushing wind, and she saw in front of a grotto, which exists there, she saw a light, and in this light, a beautiful lady, dressed in a white robe, girdled at the waist with a blue ribbon and with a white veil on her head. This beautiful lady inclined her head in order to invite Bernadette to approach. The lady had a rosary in her right hand. In spite of the fear, Bernadette approached, fell on her knees, and started to pray the rosary. The lady remained there with Bernadette during the entire time of the rosary. When Bernadette finished the rosary, the lady disappeared. Bernadette told this to her sister, and her sister told her mother. And Bernadette's parents then forbade her to go back to the grotto. But 3 days later, February 14th, Bernadette begged her parents to go back, and the parents agreed. And once she arrived at the place, she fell on her knees and started praying the rosary. And she told the people who accompanied her to do the same. During the prayer, Bernadette took some holy water she had in her pocket and started throwing it at the lady, saying, "If you are from God, you should stay. If you are not, you should go." And every time Bernadette would throw the holy water, the lady would smile and bow her head. Our Lady appeared a total of 18 times to Saint Bernadette. Soon, a good number of people started coming to the grotto to pray the rosary with Bernadette. Every time she would kneel down to pray in front of the lady, her face became like illuminated by that vision. In one of the apparitions, Bernadette suddenly turned towards the people who were there praying with her and shouted 3 times, "Penance, penance, penance." And she shared that the lady had spoken to her about the great need we have of prayer, conversion, and penance. In fact, the lady told many things to Bernadette. Besides the need of prayer and penance, she also told the young girl something that we should always remember, something we should have engraved in our minds, especially when things get difficult. Our Lady told Bernadette, "I do not promise to make you happy in this world, but in the next. I do not promise to make you happy in this world, but in the next." And in fact, eternity, my brethren, is the only thing that really matters. We are here to prepare to go there. Here is only a preparation. In another apparition, the lady told Bernadette to drink some water from the spring, to wash in it, and to eat some grass that grew there as an act of penance. However, there was no spring of water there in that place. So the lady pointed it to a certain spot, and Bernadette started to dig with her own hands. And suddenly, a spring of water appeared. And to this day, this spring gives thousands of gallons of water every day. And this water, known as water of Lourdes, has many healing properties. Many cures happened by the use of this water, in such a way that Lourdes became a healing place for body and soul. In another apparition, the lady asked Bernadette to ask the clergy to build a chapel at that place. When Bernadette told it to her priest, he dismissed her request and told her, first of all, to ask the lady to identify herself. So, on March 25th, Bernadette asked the lady to tell her name. And then the lady said, "I am the Immaculate Conception." And when Bernadette related this to the priest, he understood that Bernadette could never have invented this. And seeing all the healings taking place at the grotto, he was finally convinced of the truth of the apparitions. The last apparition took place on July 16, 1858, when Bernadette said that the lady, the Immaculate Conception, was more beautiful than ever. After the apparitions, Bernadette went to hospice school with the Sisters of Charity, and sometime later, she joined the convent. In the convent, Bernadette assisted at the infirmary, taking care of the sick. And later on, she worked in the sacristy. She died in April 16, 1879, at 35 years of age. And she was canonized on December 8, 1933. Something for us to keep in mind is that Saint Bernadette was not canonized simply because Our Lady appeared to her. That would be too easy, we could say. But Bernadette also had to fight her fight and to practice virtue as well, and in the most difficult circumstances. Looking at Saint Bernadette, one can say that she understood that the path of holiness was to be found in complete humility, because there is nothing so pleasing to God than this virtue. In fact, one can be pure, one can appear to be devout, one can be generous with his money, one can appear to be very mortified. Yet, if one is not humble, one cannot be pleasing to God. Saint Bernadette's nephew, who became a priest, said of her that she lived humbly. She lived humbly in the convent. The lessons that she learned in Lourdes from the lips of Mary Immaculate. And the lessons were to pray, to do penance, to mortify herself, and to suffer for sinners. To pray, to do penance, to mortify oneself and to suffer for sinners. That is a good recipe for holiness, that we know it works. But a recipe that we find in every apparition of Our Lady. Because in fact, this is an echo of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. So my brethren, let us follow the requests of our Blessed Mother. She would not have come down from heaven to speak to us if what she had to say was not important. So let us pray the rosary every day. Let us do some penance also every day. Let us pray for the conversion of sinners, starting with our own. And let us follow the beautiful example of all the holy and humble people to whom our Blessed Lady deigned to appear. And in this, my brethren, we will follow the path that will lead us to heaven. Our Lady of Lourdes, Immaculate Conception, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.